Wait a second. I don't know if you guys can hear me right now, but I am alive. I just decided to start a Twitter space because I was super bored. But if you guys also want to chat, I'll put the schedules waiting room in the chat, whatever mentioned, so you guys can chat there. But yeah, hi guys. I know I might seem crazy for starting a Twitter space when I'm incredibly sick, but I am so bored. You will not understand the boredom of being sick and just being in bed because you don't have enough energy to like even play games because your brain hurts and like if I start watching a stream, I know I'm gonna want to start chatting in there. So, I'm just gonna rant a little bit. I'm currently in my bed, and my phone's connected to the, I don't know what you call it. It's like a phone stand where you can like attach it to your bed frame or something so that it just hangs in the air and you don't need to do anything. So, just like laying down, eyes closed, and talking. I don't know if you guys can hear me though. Like, I can't talk. I lost my voice. So, what happened was yesterday, I came back from school and I decided to just go running around the neighborhood because my accounting exam scores were sort of depressing. And so, I just wanted to run around a little bit. And then after I came back, I started feeling like my throat was really sore. But I just thought it was because I was inhaling a lot of cold air outside. And I thought it would be fine if I wake up the day after. And then I woke up this morning with a very swollen throat. And it was really hard to even like swallow water. And then usually if your throat's that swollen, you get fever, right? So I was checking for a fever this morning and I was perfectly fine. So I went to school and came back, and then that's when the fever started kicking in. So I made myself a little chicken wrap at Yuner's place, and then I was trying to do my assignment, but then I was like dying. So, I'm fairly certain it's COVID because most of the symptoms are exactly how it was when I caught COVID last time. Yeah. So, oh wait, you guys are chatting. Can I not? Oh, okay. I saw your chat. Anyways, what was I talking about? Yeah, it's very similar to exactly how I caught COVID like last April. So, like, you start to lose the taste and smell of food. And I can only taste it like 70%. And, like, I was trying to just have ice cream. And we got some popsicles the other day. And this was a lemonade flavored popsicle. And then I ate it. And it was super bitter. So I asked her, hey, do you also feel like it's bitter when you had this one? And she was looking at me with a weird facial expression and was like, no. So yeah, I'm fairly certain I caught COVID, which sucks because I need to move this, well, start packing and go over to our new home and paint the walls and stuff before we move next Monday. But I hope I feel a bit better. And I actually thought my thermometer was broken for some point because it was showing like 101.5 degrees. But I checked right before I started this Twitter space and then it showed 101.4. So I'm glad it's going down a little bit. I took Tylenol, so I hope it's fine. But I just wanted to tell you guys that I'm alive Yes, I took Tylenol, Miss Universe. I took Tylenol. I had the 8-hour Tylenol. But currently, I have like my throat hurts, just fever. I don't really have a lot of like sniffles or a lot of coughs, so I'm just taking Tylenol to reduce fever. But I hope I feel a bit better tomorrow morning. Just wanted to say hi to you guys and tell you guys that I'm alive and that I'm not dead. Stay safe. It's cold out these days, so it's easy to catch a cold. And there's a lot of people who's catching COVID again these days. I went to school, and there were just like so many people with COVID. I honestly was a bit worried, but yeah. Also, the scanner works by starting in between your forehead and sliding up to the top of your head while holding down the button. I know. I already looked up how to use it. Yeah. I literally looked up like the instructions for the scanner because I was like, how the fuck do you use this? But yeah. Right, Universe, I'm not gonna go down tomorrow. Thank you so much. Yeah. I don't wanna get you sick too. Bed rest, but I have a counselor appointment tomorrow, and I also have a meeting tomorrow, so I'm gonna take care of that. And then I also have fucking assignments to take care of. Life sucks. I would normally let you get me sick, but we have to move this weekend. We do have to move this weekend. I'm so sad. Why does the timing have to be this bad? Literally. Just hope I feel a bit better before we go paint our walls. I'll drop off boxes to your place tomorrow, so try to pack what you can. Okay, I'll try to pack stuff on my bookshelf and probably plushies and all that. You will not be painting. No, if I feel better, I'll definitely go and help you paint. Are you gonna ask for help for friends? Are you painting all by yourself? You're too high risk for the neighbors, kid. I mean, I can wear a mask. The one for the COVID one. You'll figure it out. I brought like thick masks when I came to the States because it was real mandatory to wear those in Korea. Just deep. Okay. Okay. Yeah. Thanks for hopping in to this late night. I'm alive. Twitter space. I'm going to end it now, but I hope you guys have a lovely night, and I'll see you guys. I don't know. I don't know if I can stream tomorrow. I want to, but if I keep having fever like this, I probably won't be able to, so we'll see. I can't guarantee. Yeah. Order tiny teddies on Amazon or something. What's tiny teddies? I'll check that out after this. But yeah, bye bye guys. Whatcha. Please stay safe. Don't be sick. Bye bye. End. 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 End.